Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And here we go, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network. In for Joe O and Sammy P this week. I'm Chris Mack alongside Kate Constable. Welcome in to Bet Sweats. You can get us wherever you are, always, all across the world in those Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And don't forget to watch the show as well on YouTube. Just search for the BetMGM Network, or this first hour, you can watch Stadium via the ValleySportsLive.com and Bally Sports Live app. We'll be right here for you, getting you ready for a bunch of Thanksgiving Day football all week long. Lots of college hoops, even a few NBA games to sprinkle in, with some in-season tournament games tonight that we may get to at some point. And it's a Tuesday, so it's Futures Day here. On Bet Sweats, we'll look at NFL, division futures, award futures, make-miss-the-playoff bets, college football, make-miss-the-playoff bets, Heisman, still an opportunity there maybe as we're down to the final week of the college football regular season. Lots to get to, but first, good morning, Kate. How we doing?
Good morning, Chris. We're doing good. It's good to be back with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, you know what? When it gets the, this is like when the game gets into the 13th inning in the playoffs and they start pulling guys off the bench in the bullpen. And they're like, yep. Hey, listen, we realize you only normally go like 20 pitches, but we need you in here to burn like three innings if you can. And they throw up the left hand and they say, yep, get Mac and Constable in here. They're going to eat some innings for us. We're here to eat innings as well as turkey this week.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of turkey this week. Yeah, we're like the position player that comes in and throws a couple innings late in the game, right? That's where we're at right now. But yeah,
Keep it more in the realm of the fact that we actually know how to pitch. But yeah, that's fine, too.
Okay, that's smart. Yeah, you gave us a little bit more credit than I did there. But it is Thanksgiving week. You know, we're going to have a cup fun on the show the next couple days and plenty of games to talk about, too. Like, I mean, the Thanksgiving slate is going to be great. The rivalry week in college football is going to be great. So yeah. A lot of good stuff here coming the next couple days.
Let's start with what happened last night in the NFL. Monday Night Football out in Santa Clara. Not a particularly pretty game to watch if you watch the whole thing, especially. Niners beat the Panthers 20-9. They cover the 7.5, comes in under the 49.5 on the total as well, but just a sloppy game, especially in the first half. Brock Purdy cleaned it up in the second half after throwing picks on three straight possessions in the first half. The catch of that was the Panthers did essentially nothing with those three turnovers. All they got out of it was 3 points, just a field goal. In fact, Bryce Young gave the ball back in the red zone after that first Brock Purdy interception, just 72 total yards for an anemic Carolina offense in the first half, and only 230 for the game. Panthers didn't convert a third down in the final 47 minutes of the game. Good news, Christian McCaffrey goes over the receiving prop that I played last night of 43.5. But the bigger takeaway from this game is the Niners have some things to clean up if they're going to end up in the NFC playoffs, currently in the field. The Panthers, I think we can firmly push them to the side and say, yes, it was fun while it lasted, but we can see that this probably isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, if you can't capitalize on three turnovers in the first half on three straight possessions, like, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs, right? Like, it's not going to get any easier. You were literally handed the ball back three straight times and did nothing with it. I mean, the 49ers still covered the first half line of -4.5. They shouldn't have covered that first half line based on how they were playing. So that's a little crazy. 70 plays versus 43 for the Panthers. It's just that this 49ers team, like, they've got band-aids all over the field. How sustainable is it? And so far it has been sustainable. So maybe the answer is like very, but I just wonder how much you can continue to use Christian McCaffrey at the usage rate that you have been for six more games of the regular season and then the playoffs. Because if anything happens to him, like, you might as well bubble wrap him from Monday to Saturday, because if anything happens to him, your season is kind of done.
Yeah. And their defense is still got some issues. They didn't pop up last night, obviously, against Carolina. But once they get into the playoffs against better teams, if they do get there, they're going to have to be able to score more points and not just lean on CMC and Kittle constantly. Mm-hmm. Purdy's going to have to play cleaner games, obviously. And it just feels like as many wins as they may stack up by the end of the year, because they could still win 11 games, they don't feel like an 11-win team, the Niners, right now. They feel like a team that is rightfully fighting for playoff positioning in the NFC. Which brought me to something, because, you know, if you look at the standings right now in the NFL, it's very interesting in that we've still got two preseason Super Bowl favorites, or at least favorites in their conferences. They were at the top of the board in the AFC and NFC, respectively, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, on the outside looking in of their respective conferences' playoff fields. The Lions right now are eighth in the NFC. Now, part of that is they have a game in hand on the Niners. The Niners didn't have their bye yet. So the Lions are 7-4. San Francisco is 8-4. But we know the uphill battle the Chiefs have been fighting to claw their way back into the AFC playoff picture. They're now 6-5 and still technically via tiebreakers behind the Texans and the Steelers as the 10th seed in the AFC. But I think most of us, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, so maybe we start with this as the premise. Most of us agree that we would expect the Chiefs and the Lions in the playoffs, right?
I think 1,000%. Yeah. Okay. I would trust them to jump, you know, some of the teams above them more than I would any other, you know, team that's still looking to get in.
So with that premise in front of us, most of the football watching and betting world expects the Chiefs and the Lions to be in the playoffs. That brings us around to, well, somebody from each conference has to fall out of the picture who is currently in the picture. And I thought that was a conversation worth having, especially on a Tuesday, which is always Futures Day here on Bet Sweats, as to who will miss the playoffs in each conference. Current standings, we'll just run through them real quick. In the AFC, you know, the Patriots are the one seed, Denver 2, Indy 3, Baltimore technically atop the AFC North via tiebreaker right now over the Steelers. Wild cards would be the Chargers, Jags, and Bills. Texans, Steelers, Chiefs right there on the bubble outside looking in. In the NFC, Rams the one seed, solidly so, a game ahead of the Eagles and Bears, who are the 2 and 3 respectively. Tampa still clinging to that lead in the NFC North would be the 4 seed. Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco would be your wild cards, with Detroit, the aforementioned Panthers, technically, and the Cowboys still technically at 500, all on the bubble and on the outside looking in. So, again, to go back to the original premise, Kate, if we expect the Chiefs to make the AFC playoff field, looking at the prices that we have available to us on teams to miss the playoffs, those odds, who are you looking at right now as the team you would most likely expect and or the team you would most likely bet on to miss the AFC playoff field who's currently in?
There are two of them that caught my eye initially. One, the Chargers. Chargers schedule going forward is rough. Is tough. Yes. I mean, you should beat the Raiders, but you have Philly, Kansas City, Dallas. I'm not sure the Chargers offense can keep up with Dallas even. And Dallas's defense hasn't looked as awful as it did early on in the season. You play Houston and Denver. That's rough. That's a rough schedule there, especially with the offensive line issues that the Chargers have had just with so many injuries throughout the season. Like, I don't fully trust them there. And then you also have Jacksonville, which their schedule is a lot easier, but you do have the Colts twice and Denver. I'm not sure the Jags win those ones. Jacksonville feels like a team that's won a lot of games this year that they maybe shouldn't have. I don't know. I just don't fully trust them. So they're not a team that I want to like back to officially make the playoffs as a wild card because they just don't feel like they're trustworthy. So those would be my two. The prices are not great, Chris. Like you get plus 115 on the Chargers, plus 240 on Jacksonville. I was surprised that that number was as high as it was, but those are the two that I would feel safest betting.
And I tend to agree with you. I think the Chargers would be my pick. You're like you said, at that price, might not be worth the bet. But you look at their schedule and the way it stacks up, it's definitely, you know, top 10 most difficult schedule remaining in the league. And maybe you chalk up a win against the Raiders, but then there's five other games that I think could go either way, if not end up as losses. So the Chargers could be backsliding into a 9-8 record, and that wouldn't shock any of us. And I don't think that's going to get it done in the AFC this year. The one that PJ Glasser filled in yesterday here on Bet Sweats, the one that PJ and I kicked around just a little bit that catches your eye because of the price and because they've been so wildly inconsistent over the last 6 to 8 weeks is the Buffalo Bills. Now, they've got the Jets, the Browns, and the Bengals left on the schedule. Okay, three wins. Book them. But they've got interesting matchups against the Patriots, Eagles, and this weekend against the Steelers. Now, the Steelers are another Jekyll and Hyde team that nobody can figure out what the hell they're going to be from drive to drive, let alone game to game, which makes this weekend's game obviously massive. And they've already lost to the Patriots. So with that being said, at the price of, better than 5-1 to miss the playoffs, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Buffalo could miss the playoffs. And I don't know if by the time it becomes clearer to us that they may actually miss the playoffs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The price isn't going to drop drastically. So that is one that after talking about it with PJ yesterday, I started to think about just a little bit. Would I be willing to put a little change on the Bills at better than 5-1 to miss the playoffs?
I mean, yeah, I think that is probably a really good look because even though, sure, they have Cleveland on the schedule as well, Cleveland's beat some good teams this year. I mean, they're what? Three wins. I mean, they beat Green Bay. I shouldn't say they beat some good teams. That's a little bit of an overreaction, but it's just that the Bills, when they've lost, like who expected them to lose to Miami in the manner that they did? Who expected them to lose to the Falcons like they did? And those were road games too. So they haven't been consistent on the road. Your road games coming up are the Steelers, New England, and Cleveland. Also, you play Cincinnati. Like, yeah, you would expect to win there. Joe Burrow's supposed to be back for that game. If he just lights it up offensively, like, there are a lot of kind of maybe not 50-50 games, but ones that you would be more nervous on. So plus 550, that's a great price. And this is not the same Bills team that we've had seen in recent years just dominate their opponents. Chris, going into the season, they have like the very easiest schedule in the entire league, and they're still struggling. Do I have that right?
I think it's set up as one of the softer ones coming into the year, yeah. Just because of the AFC East, and I think the Patriots improvement probably, you know, push
that
strength of schedule the other way, obviously. But yeah, it's interesting that they're in the situation they're in. On the NFC side, again, if the Lions are going to make the playoffs on the outside looking in right now, who's that team that you look at given the prices that are available as, yeah, I'd bet them to miss the playoffs.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Plus 350, right? You look at their remaining schedule. I mean, this game against the Lions on Thanksgiving is huge. Massive. For the Lions. You can't lose both games this season to Green Bay and expect to make the playoffs, because you're certainly not winning the division doing that. Then you have two against the Bears, the Ravens. Like, the schedule for Green Bay does not get any easier. And as good as Green Bay's defense has looked so far, I do feel like they have a lot of improvement on offense to make just in the consistency from game to game, Mark. So plus 350, it would be Green Bay for me.
Yeah, I tend to agree, given the price. A lot of people listening to this are going to be like, well, wait, I mean, I get the Bears are 8-3, but look at the schedule they have left. And are they for real? Are they legit? And I would say maybe, maybe not, but the price is plus 135 at BetMGM. So the market still doesn't believe totally, hasn't bought all the way in on the Bears. And that's why I may look at it and say, okay, given the fact the Bears still have both games left against the Packers, they've still got the Niners, Lions, Eagles, and a game against the Browns. They've got all those left on the schedule. You could look at that and tell me, okay, maybe things fall apart a little bit down the stretch, and we're talking about the Bears as a 10-win team, maybe, if things fall apart down the stretch, maybe lose a tiebreaker or something, or that Green Bay tie comes into play somehow in a tiebreaker, especially with two left against the Packers. And maybe they miss the playoffs, but I can't bet it at plus 135.
No, you can't. I just think there's clearly no value there whatsoever. Take a flyer on some of these teams that, I mean, even the Lions at plus 280, they lose to Green Bay this week. It would be shocking for the Lions to miss the playoffs. It would feel weird if they did, but I would take that number, obviously, over a plus 135 for the Bears to miss.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. The Packers are the play, even if you have your doubts about certain other teams in the NFC field just because of the price. Make sure you're watching us on Stadium this hour via BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Coming up next, the penultimate CFP rankings released tonight. We take a look at college football make-miss the playoff odds next here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.